Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, December 18th, 2023, through Friday, December 22nd, 2023. Monday, December 18th, 2023. Leader of $70 million cryptocurrency and binary options fraud schemes extradited to the United States. Christian Kristic was extradited from Serbia to the United States, where he faces separate federal indictments in the Northern District of Texas and Eastern District of New York for his alleged participation in coordinated cryptocurrency and binary option schemes. Kristic and more than a dozen other alleged fraudsters were also indicted on charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering in the superseding indictment in July 2020. According to court documents, the defendants allegedly helped create and market more than 20 fraudulent cryptocurrency and binary options investment platforms, including Start Options, Trinity Mining, Hedger Tech, BTC Mining Factory, Bitcoin Trading World, Dragon Mining, BTC Trader Online, Crypto Trading World, Go Solar Mining, BTC Falcon, Perpetual Energy, Perfect Options, Options Rider, Option Giants, Banking Options, Aon Options, Banked Options, Instant Options, Fast Options, and Elite Options. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, December 19th, 2023. Westward man sentenced to over 9 years in prison for long-running surety bond scam that caused over $5 million in losses. Tommy Lester Watts, a.k.a. Michael Nesbitt, Michael Kent, and Alex Mason, was sentenced to 110 months in federal prison for defrauding victims out of more than $5 million by purporting to sell bonds for large-scale construction and other projects and for evading the payment of more than $1.2 million in taxes. From September 2016 to September 2019, Watts falsely claimed to be experienced in and able to provide surety bonds and other financial guarantees for large-scale projects. Watts told victims that he would assist them in obtaining financing for their projects via his various companies, including Sherman Oaks-based Source One Surety LLC. Watts misrepresented that any such bonds or guarantees were underwritten by well-known companies and banks, and that they were backed by assets in the millions or billions of dollars. Watts and his companies were not licensed to sell such bonds in California, and his claims about his experience, his clients, which purportedly included governments, his underwriting, and his supporting assets were not true. To make his scheme appear legitimate, Watts hijacked the corporate filings of other companies and created fake employees and accounts for underwriters and banks. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, December 20th, 2023. Charlotte woman in charge of $1.9 million debt collection scheme is sentenced to prison. Eugenia Brown was sentenced to 54 months in prison for orchestrating a $1.9 million debt collection scheme. Brown was also ordered to serve 3 years under court supervision after she is released from prison and to pay $1,708,920.60 in restitution. According to court documents from 2015 to July 2020, Brown executed a fraudulent debt collection scheme that defrauded hundreds of victims located in North Carolina and elsewhere in the United States. According to court records, Brown operated her fraudulent debt collection scheme by contacting individuals who had been sued by various creditors for their outstanding debt and falsely represented that she was authorized to collect the debt on behalf of those creditors. Brown generally offered victims to settle the outstanding debt for a reduced amount, but only if the victims accepted the offer and paid the reduced amount in full, or began to make payments immediately to one of Brown's companies. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, December 21st, 2023. Founder of Beverly Hills Gentleman's Timepieces consignment store charged with conning victims and luxury watch Ponzi type scheme. Anthony Ferrer of the former Beverly Hills business Gentleman Timepieces was arrested by FBI agents on charges of defrauding customers of his luxury watch consignment business. The complaint alleges that Farrer defrauded victims beginning in late 2022 until the summer of 2023, when he promised customers he would sell their luxury watches on consignment. Rather than remitting funds back to the customers, less the commission, he kept the proceeds for himself. Farrer lived in a luxury rental property and was known to drive a Lamborghini and Ducati motorcycles. He traveled frequently too and engaged in gambling in Las Vegas, according to the complaint. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, December 22nd, 2023. U.S. Postal Inspector charged with mail theft, obstruction of justice, and money laundering. Michael Morse, a former postal inspector for the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, was charged by federal indictment with mail theft, obstruction of justice, and money laundering. In this role, Morse was responsible for investigating and preventing crime that involved the mail, including mail and package theft. Despite this duty, on November 12, 2020, Morse allegedly stole a Priority Mail Express package from a U.S. Postal Service processing and distribution center and removed from the package cash and a global positioning system, GPS, tracking device. Further, Morse allegedly obstructed justice when he knowingly attempted to mislead other law enforcement officers about the package and the GPS device. Morse also allegedly engaged in money laundering when he deposited cash and prepaid cards constituting proceeds of the mail theft in various cryptocurrency and precious metal accounts. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.